بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you to honor and to make dua for our great scholars, thanks to whose untiring efforts we have our deen. All the people who were with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all the sahaba ridwanullahi alaihim ajmain, all those who came after them and followed them in ihsan, and all those who will continue to come ila yawmiddin, until the day of judgment inshallah, they all are people that we must thank and we must make dua for. Because it was thanks to them that we have our deen. If they had not made the effort, our deen would have got lost or corrupted like many others, like that which has happened to many others. My brothers and sisters, we continue with the advice that he gave, that Adi bin Hatim radiallahu anhu Rahmatullah Ali, Adi bin Hatim Rahmatullah Ali heard from Qasim bin Uthman radiallahu anhu in Dimashq, in Damascus. And yesterday I mentioned to you, he said, when you are treated unjustly, do not behave unjustly. And then he said, when you are praised, do not become happy, and when you are criticized, do not become upset. Now again, this relates to the same focus, which is on looking at ourselves. The focus is yourself, meaning that I do what I do because I know that to be the right thing to do. I'm not doing something because I'm copying somebody or because I'm trying to please somebody, or I'm doing it because I know this is the right thing to do. And I will do that, and I will continue to do that. And if something is wrong, then I will stop it. And I will not wait for somebody to point a finger at me or to tell me, because I know what is wrong. And if somebody tells me, alhamdulillah, I thank him and I change myself. Imam Shafi rahmatullahi made a beautiful statement. He said, if you do not want to be hurt with unjust criticism, then do not feel happy with unjust praise. He said, if you don't want to be hurt by unjust criticism, don't feel happy with unjust praise. Now, you know and I know how beautiful this quote is and how well it applies to us, because we all like to be praised. You know, we love being praised. And when we are being praised, you know and I know that many people flatter when they praise. You see, I want to draw this difference between the two things. One is to praise somebody justly, which is a form of thanks, right? So, for example, if you go to a class and the teacher is an excellent teacher, he's doing a great job. If you just say to the teacher that, you know, I'm so happy I came to your class, thank you very much, you explain things so beautifully, and I'm really benefiting from that, this is just praise. Alhamdulillah, this is what you experienced and you are sharing with the teacher. And you should do that. You should thank people, because Rasulullah said, the one who has not thanked the people has not thanked Allah. So when we are praising, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself did this, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam praised the Sahaba, he praised Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, to the extent he said that if Nubuwwat had been continued, was to be continued, then Umar radiallahu anhu would be the Nabi after me. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam praised Abu Bakr Siddiq, and he did this in public before everybody. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam praised Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu when he said, a beautiful story of the seerah, which I'm sure all of you have heard, so I don't want to repeat it here, but beautiful story of the seerah, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I have fulfilled the rights of everybody. I have given everyone whatever was due to them. I have repaid everyone except Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will repay Abu Bakr on my behalf radiallahu anhu. Now what can be higher praise than that? Right? What can be higher praise than that? About Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah was so happy with him as a son-in-law. He said, when two of his daughters married Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, and they they died as when they were married to him, Rasulullah said, if I had 100 daughters, I would marry them to Uthman one after the other. I mean, he was so happy with Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. In another place, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, nothing can hurt Uthman after this. This was in the fundraising of Tabuk, where Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu brought gold coins and poured them into the lap of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed his fingers through them and he said that there is nothing can hurt Uthman after this. About Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ali is from me, I am from him. And he said that if anybody hurts him, he's hurting me. Right? And he said the same thing about Fatima to Zahra radiallahu anha, and so on. There are many, many hadiths about Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anhu, radiallahu anha. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised her, and he praised her before people. Right? Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu says that I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, who do you love the most in this world? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Aisha. Yeah, so Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu said, well, I was hoping he would give my name, he would say you. So I tried another time, so I said, no, among the men, who do you love the most? He said, the father of Aisha. That's Abu Bakr. So Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu said, I decided not to take any more chances. Now the point I'm making is that praising somebody, or if somebody praises you justly for what you have done, they are expressing appreciation, they are expressing thanks, alhamdulillah. But I'm talking about praise, which becomes flattery. Somebody says, oh, subhanallah, you are the greatest alim in the world. Oh, subhanallah, you are the most beautiful person. This, that. I mean, praise which is unjust. We love it. But when somebody criticizes us unjustly, which also happens, right? You do something, you make a mistake once, and the person talks to you as if this is your nature, that you always make the mistake. Or they criticize you, you know, overly for some small thing, they make a big fuss about it or whatever. So Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah said that if you don't want to be hurt with unjust criticism, then do not be happy with unjust praise. Be fair with yourself. Similarly, so therefore, this is what Qasim bin Uthman rahmatullah is saying. When you are praised, don't be happy. When you are criticized, do not be upset. Now, it is natural to feel happy if you are praised. But the thing to do is, we are not saying don't be happy, turn into a morose creature who is always negative. No, be very happy, alhamdulillah. But happy as in taking the credit for it. Instead of that, be happy that Allah chose you. Be happy that Allah blessed you. Be happy that Allah gave you the opportunity to do something. Because, and that's a reality. I mean, we're not trying to be, falsely modest. The reality is this, because just look around yourself. If I look around myself, there are so many people, wallahi, who have talents and education and wealth and influence and whatever, much more than me, right? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking some kind of work from me, alhamdulillah, I ask Allah to accept it. So if Allah is taking some work from you, then thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. It's not because you are some special thing. No, you're not. You're like anybody else. There are other people who are far, far better than you. And that doesn't mean that you look at them and say, oh, you know what, I don't have that much, but this guy has got more than me, but, you know, I'm doing better than him. No, that would be worse, because we don't want to do that. We're saying, just be natural and say, alhamdulillah, if I've done something good, this is because of the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is because of whatever talent and resource Allah gave me. And make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are criticized, again, don't be angry. Thank Allah, because the person who criticized you, he has corrected you. So if he criticized you, then you correct yourself, and then that weakness of yours is not visible to other people, right? So if you are criticized, don't get angry. Just be very clear and say that Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused this person to criticize me so that I can correct myself. Otherwise, if this person had not criticized me, then I would have continued to make the mistake which I was making. Right? Now, what is good about that? If the person didn't tell you, then you were making a mistake, whatever it was, and you would continue with that mistake. Now, obviously, there's nothing good about that. So instead of being angry, you say, no, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is minallahi ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused this criticism to happen because Allah wants me to improve. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, jalla jalaluhu, He wants me to improve. He wants me to be the best that I can be. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to improve, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to be the best that I can be, and therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this opportunity for me where I can improve myself. Now this is the the importance and of criticism also. Now again, remember, it's like the example of the gym. Again, some people say, oh, you know, I like to get constructive criticism. I don't think that is true. Nobody likes to be criticized. However, the fact is that unless we learn to accept criticism, we can never improve. Because only the people who look at us and who find fault with us, within quotes, are the people who are going to point out something to which will be of benefit to us. So again, I'm not suggesting to you that, you know, you go around looking for criticism, but be thankful to Allah when it comes and you say, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused me to correct myself so that I don't have to be embarrassed before everyone. My brother and sister, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with you and never to be displeased, and to enable you to do that which pleases Him and to accept it from you. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.